I'm a parent of two school-age children, and like millions of caretakers, we had to make the decision whether to go back to school or do remote learning. And this decision is a contentious one. In New York City, 25% of parents have decided not to do in-person learning in favor of remote only, with the majority deciding on a hybrid model, which raises the question, how does a caretaker begin to choose? And what decisions are doctors, who are also parents, making? Joining me now is one of those parents, Dr. Uche Blackstock, an emergency clinical doctor and CEO of Advancing Health Equity. She's also a mother of two children who lives in New York City and attends New York City Public Schools. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Dr. Blackstock, you recently tweeted about making this decision to send your kids to school through a blended model, a hybrid model, part online, part in the classroom. What did you take into consideration when making this choice?
Well, first, I want to say that it's a very difficult decision. So I have two small children. They're entering pre-K and first grade. And I thought about a lot of different factors. One factor was the community transmission rate here in New York City. And I want to say that New York City is in a very unique position in that our overall test positivity rate right now is below 1%, which means we've done a really great job of controlling the spread of the virus. I thought about that. I also thought about, my children are quite young, and, some of the evidence that we have in terms of whether children get very sick from coronavirus, while it can be very rare that they do get sick, that it's not as common. My children also wear masks very often. We've talked about it. They wear outdoors. They wear them indoors, and they're comfortable with the masks as well. And then I just thought about the benefits of being in school. So we know that being in school is incredibly important for socio-emotional support, just for learning and the other services that are offered in school. And so I weighed those risks and benefits. And that's something that I do in my work as a physician every day with regards to health.
Hmm. Were there any concerns that you have or continue to have? Dr. Sanjay Gupta from CNN, for instance, recently wrote an op-ed about all of the reasons he is not sending his children back to school.
No, absolutely. I do have concerns. So one of my concerns is obviously the ventilation issue. We know that New York City public schools are quite old. Many of the rooms have windows that don't open. So I would like to hear from the city, what is their plan around adequate ventilation? And so I think that at this point, I am willing to consider seeing what happens with this hybrid model where my children would only be in class for 2 days a week. If it were 5 days a week, I would probably reconsider. But 2 days, it seems like a very measured way to start the school year.
What do you make of recent studies showing that more Black and brown children are getting COVID-19? Or in Georgia, where there are photos of these crowded hallways resulting in 9 people getting sick there?
So I do think that every city and town is going to have a different set of situations. And so that depends on the transmission rate. And I think, as I mentioned, New York City is definitely in a unique situation. However, we know that there are locations in Georgia where the transmission rate in the community is quite high. So definitely, I would have concerns. And we've seen that in the numbers there in terms of students and teachers being infected. And I think that's not a surprise. So reopening schools in an environment where there's a high community transmission rate is not a good idea. That's what we saw sort of in general across the country with early reopening in general. And then in terms of Black and brown children being infected, I think those numbers are not surprising. Those are the first set of numbers that we have. But when we look at the adults that have been disproportionately infected, hospitalized, and died from coronavirus, those are Black and brown adults. And so the children are probably, exposed in households to these same adults who, unfortunately, due to structural issues, are placed at risk for being infected with coronavirus. And so, obviously, this adds another sort of complication to opening schools. But we have to keep in mind about the high rates of community transmission rate and whether the schools can adequately protect our students.
So your tweet regarding this decision that you made has caused quite a controversy, with some people saying that you're risking teachers' lives. You're thinking about your children, but what about the teachers? I mean, it really shows how politicized and divisive this issue has become. How does one weigh the personal with structural issues like teacher safety or educational equity that we just talked about?
Right. No, those are all such important points. And what I will say is I do think that every voice and perspective needs to be heard, and that teachers should feel safe coming to school. And I do personally have concerns about teachers being forced to work if they are feeling uncomfortable. So I definitely want to put that out there. But like I mentioned earlier, this is a very complicated decision. And as you mentioned, we have to think about educational equity. And the longer that our children, Black and brown children, are out of school, those gaps increase. And so while this is definitely a discussion about health, it's also a discussion about what our children need as well. And I fully admit that that is a challenging conversation to have. I also didn't realize how contentious it was until I wrote the tweet. So I learned a lot from that tweet, but I definitely am staying with my decision to consider starting the school year using the hybrid model.
Yeah, yeah. You even noted in your tweets that many of the parents you know that are opting for remote right now have the advantage of being able to work from home. I mean, this is all anecdotal for now, but do you think that even this question, this conversation that we're having around choice, speaks to that greater equity question?
Absolutely. And what I will say is, and this is, again, anecdotal, but what I did notice in my child's class, and our school is in a gentrifying area, the parents that were electing to stay home for remote learning, they were mostly white families. And so I would be really interested to see the breakdown of those families that selected remote learning, because I would say keeping your children at home and being able to keep your children at home is a luxury, right? And we see that with certain types of jobs. And we know that Black and brown people are disproportionately overrepresented as essential workers and service workers and in jobs where you're not able to work from home. So I think these are issues that we need to discuss candidly.
You mentioned that your children are wearing masks. They understand the severity of the issue. Have you talked to your kids about this particular decision about going to school? Have they weighed in, and what do they say?
Well, actually, no, I haven't yet. I was going to tell them we still have a few more weeks, but closer to when that time comes. But when that time does come, I will tell them the importance of wearing their masks, keeping distance from their classmates, ensuring that they're washing their hands or using hand sanitizer often, using all the preventive measures we've been using at home as well as outside.
Yeah. So school is not going to start for several weeks in New York City. But as we know, with this pandemic, so much can change in a matter of weeks, from one week to the next. What, if anything, would prompt you to personally change your decision and do remote only learning?
So there are two factors. One, if our test rates go up, if we have increased number of cases, and I would say 3 to 5% for me is the magic number. Also, if the schools are not able to address their ventilation issues, I would consider remote learning.
Last words on this. What would you say to other parents who are listening to you and still trying to come to a decision?
So I would say to them that I appreciate and understand that this is a difficult decision and conversation to have, and that for each family, it's going to look differently depending on the needs of the family. But I would say that it's all about weighing the risks and benefits, and there will never be a zero risk. And so you have to figure out what level of risk is acceptable to you and your family.
That's Dr. Uche Blackstock, an emergency clinical doctor in Brooklyn, founder and CEO of Advancing Health Equity, and a Yahoo Medical News contributor. Dr. Blackstock, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.